Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Galatians 2:16. The law of Moses did not have the power for justification. The purpose of the law was to show the nature of sin. Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just, and good. Was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. Romans 7:13. Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come, to whom the promise was made, and it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Galatians 3:19. The promise was Christ, and through Christ we are justified by the covenant which Christ sealed in his death. The faith of Christ is the covenant which Christ instituted by his death upon the cross. The faith of Christ must be believed or received through obedience. Those who lived under the law of Moses had to keep the law to be accepted by God. We who live under the law of Christ must keep the law to be justified. The word of Christ cannot be ignored without severe consequences. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:23. Eternal life is the gift to all who choose Jesus as Lord. Jesus commands, and we obey. The blessing of our obedience is eternal life because of justification. For to this end Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and the living. Romans 14:9. Jesus is Lord, and we must be servants. The believer in Christ has made him Lord. As a believer in Christ, we do as he has commanded. We fulfill the requirements of the faith of Jesus Christ as we obey the will of Christ. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 7:21. The will of the Father is the faith of Jesus Christ. In his ascension, Christ declared, all power, authority, is given unto me in heaven and on earth. Matthew 28:18. When we believe in Christ, we obey the faith of Jesus Christ.